It was really, really bitterly disappointing to see that so much of the report has been redacted. It's very heavily redacted. In terms of trying to restore that public confidence, take the public with you, I just think it's going to be nigh on impossible for the council if people just do not think they're being upfront and in some way now hiding something. For me, it seems very difficult to justify now that pupil or staff statements should be kept private. Now, I do recognise that there are data protection issues, but this seriously leaves the impression that the council has something to hide. Andrew Lowe, was so clear that this incident is not something that was unique to Aberdeen, but could happen in any school in Scotland, which is why it's really important for schools right across the country that we understand what happened in this particular case, and learn the lessons of that to ensure that it can never happen again. Because this is not the first time where Aberdeen City Council have been not overly upfront, and there was a similar problem, in my view, with the Baby Ashes report. And I think there is a case to be made that the council is being far too heavy-handed when it's dealing with sensitive information. It raises more questions than it answers. And given, like I said, that a lot of this has already been highly public through the High Court, where statements made by pupils and teachers are in the public domain, it makes to me no sense to produce a report which is redacted to the extent that this one is. That is in no way the way to achieve that transparency.